Listening comprehension. Listen to this text about costs of living in London carefully. You will hear the text twice. Decide whether the following statements are true, false, or not in the text. Do not panic if there is a word you do not know, understand. Just keep listening and focus on the questions at hand. How much money do you need to live in London? London is one of the largest and most influential cities in the world, historically playing a central role in fashion, industry, finance, and is a global cultural center as well. It's also one of the most expensive cities in the world, measured in terms of absolute cost or general affordability. The city is a hotspot for professionals and artisans, and boasts strong wages. In fact, average wages in London are the highest in the United Kingdom and are very competitive with any city in Europe. If an individual is able to find an affordable living space, London might even prove to be comparatively cheaper than many other urban settings, due to the high average wages. Unfortunately, finding an affordable place to live in London isn't easy. Outside of housing costs, London also ranks high in terms of food, clothing, and transportation costs. Affordability ultimately comes down to income and lifestyle. It makes an enormous difference whether an individual is a student or an established professional. And retirees face different costs than workers in their 20s and 30s. London is never going to be mistaken for a cheap city, but expenses are relative depending on personal circumstances. Average cost of living in London. Housing costs are normally one of, if not the largest expense in any budget. This is particularly true in London, where two-bedroom apartments in the city centre cost a median of around £2,500 per month. Things get less expensive as you move away from the financial district, with prices dropping as low as £1,400 per month. This article quotes prices in US dollars, and although the price of a rental in London may not change in pounds sterling, the conversion rate could make it more or less expensive based on the power of the dollar. Food markets and restaurants can be pricey in the city, with milk prices as high as $5.90 a gallon and some cheeses costing $7.07 per pound, which is higher than some American cities and lower than others. Cigarettes average around $14 per pack. Other market prices are commensurate with costs in major US settings such as Miami, Chicago, or Denver. London is home to a huge number of restaurants, both fine dining and casual. A nice three-course meal might cost between $52 and $104 without alcohol, but you can still grab a cheeseburger combo at McDonald's for around $7. Coffee prices range between $3 and $6 for a cappuccino, and the average pint of beer is available for around $7. A monthly pass for public transportation, the most common method of travel in the city, is about $190 for just zones 1 to 2, which encompasses most of central London. Taxis cost about $6 per mile with normal rates. If you drive your own vehicle, you can expect gasoline prices north of $6 per gallon depending on the market. Living in London as a student. Most students who travel to London for school need to pay a deposit of at least 4 to 6 weeks of rent. Student housing is relatively cheap, so $800 to $950 per month is often enough. Students usually have to wait to open a bank account until after they register for college courses. The London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine estimated that the average student is able to live modestly for a year with around $21,000. This estimate did not include the costs of tuition, travel, or school supplies. London does not really have college areas, as can be found in suburban American cities. Although, if you're looking for clubs with lots of other Americans, Shoreditch is where you want to go. There are low-cost college destinations, such as pubs, sandwich shops, libraries, and coffee shops. The typical glass of wine in one of these pubs runs about $8, and the average beer about $7. A common meal at a lunch destination costs between $6 and $10, though pubs tend to be pricier.